Hello and welcome to the Unumeric podcast. I'm Howard Hudson and this week we're joined by Dr. Lutz Krebs, Education Director of our Master's Degree in Public Policy and Human Development, MPP for short, at our sister institute of the Maastricht Graduate School of Governance. First, let's focus on the big news. In May 2011, UNU formally accredited our Master's Degree. This means that students who complete the entire programme will get diplomas from both Maastricht University and United Nations University. But a lot more is at stake than a simple piece of paper. So Lutz, can you tell us exactly what this news means for our MPP students?
Yes, gladly. I mean, the simple piece of paper is actually the really big news. We're only one out of two programs in the world that are accredited to give the UNU degree. And we're the only program in the world that has a double degree with the United Nations University. But beyond that, of course, with our affiliation with the United Nations University comes access to the entire network of the UNU. So that means we have to play a role in fulfilling the UNU mission. UNU's goal is to deliver well-trained people to both United Nations University institutes, but also to UN branches all over the world. And that means we need to deliver scholars who have an understanding of public policy at the international level and who can contribute to the policymaking process, both at the international level or can contribute at the national and local level if they choose to work for governments at those levels. Mm-hmm. It also means we get access to the expertise that is in the UNU network. We are already in the process of preparing memoranda of understanding with a number of UN branches and with UNU institutes to give our students access to internships at these places and to offer package deals, so-called capstones, that combine an internship with a thesis topic and supervision on the topic. And of course, finally, we're trying to make good use of this in terms of bringing instructors from UNU institutes into our program to teach courses.
Okay, so you preempted me a little bit there on question two. I was going to ask, what partnerships do we already have running this year, especially with regard to the main three aspects, specializations, capstone, and internship programs? Can you tell us exactly who we're working with and why?
The MPP program, actually, since the very beginning, has been built with the involvement of UN branches and UNU Merit here in Maastricht. That's why it's actually such a natural fit for us to go and apply for accreditation with the UNU. From the very start of the program 5 years ago, we've had an entire specialization organized with the International Labour Organization in Geneva, offering insights into how to design and fund social protection programs. And from the very beginning, we've had courses offered by staff members of UNU Merit, such as Professor Ziesemer, who is teaching on the economic effects of globalization. So from the very beginning, we've had these in our program. We've also had internship opportunities for our students, for example, going to Bratislava, going to Mauritius, going to a number of places.
Working for national governments or international organizations?
National governments, international organizations, or very frequently actually collaborative programs. For example, if the World Bank is organizing a program in collaboration with a national government, then some of our students have gone along to these programs and have contributed both to the fulfillment of the program goal, but also they've taken away interesting data and information that they could have used for their own master thesis. Mm-hmm. We continue these programs that we have with UN branches and with the UNU network, and we try to expand on those.
Okay, I mean, so much has happened already in 2011. What else can we expect in the near future? What other partnerships are we planning? Do we have in the pipeline?
We are already talking with two other UNU institutes, our sister institutes in Bruges and Bonn. That's the UNU Institute for Environment and Human Security and Comparative Regional Integration Studies in Bruges, to offer entire specializations on their core subjects. We are happy to announce that already next year we will have a specialization together with UNU EHS in Bonn and our own Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences here in Maastricht to deal with risk and vulnerability. And we're working with our colleagues in Bruges to launch a specialization on regional integration and multi-level governance in the academic year 2012-2013. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, we're now very busy trying to sign memoranda of understanding with individual field offices of United Nations organizations, UNDP, UNEP, UNICEF, to arrange regular recurring internships or capstone projects for our students.
Okay, when you say memoranda of understanding, does that mean that it's a formal partnership or what?
That would mean exactly that. It would be formal, it would be recurring, so we would be able to plan for this. In the first 5 years of the program, what we've often done is we've taken advantage of any opportunities that have presented themselves along the road. So if there was an interesting project going on with a UN branch that our staff was involved in, we always try to get our students in. But as the program grows, it would be nice to have regular recurring internship opportunities that we know about in advance, that we can give our students a certain way to apply for, so that we know we can always give, you know, 10, 15 of our students a certain place to work within the United Nations institutes and organizations.
Yeah. Okay, so people know what to expect more or less about the program. How about vice versa? What do we expect of students? And is there such a thing as a perfect profile of a potential student?
That's kind of tough to say. There are, of course, the standard requirements for any master's program. They have to have a previous bachelor degree or master's degree or whatever the local equivalent is in their home country. But beyond that, we have a rather broad intake. We would like for our students to have a strong background in the social sciences. So if they've studied something like political science or economics, that usually is to their advantage. But we do admit students that have studied in fields other than the social sciences before, especially if they can show that they have had work experience in the policy field, or if they write a very strong essay that convinces us that they really know what they're talking about and that they know what kind of a program this is. The only real requirement that we like to see in our students is an enthusiasm for being involved in the policy process. And it's fine to do this from multiple angles. If you're looking for employment later on in the United Nations system, that is, of course, one of our target goals. But we have been delivering our alumni to national governments, to local governments, to academia, of course. Many of them have gone on to PhD positions elsewhere, and for private companies. But what we would like to see is a motivation to have an influence on the policy process in whatever field that may be. That may be sustainability and the environment, that may be social protection, that may be shaping migration flows and seeking to help migrants, but also the receiving and departing countries to deal with migration. So if you have an interest in any of these fields, that is basically the primary requirement that we have.
So it's about engagement, enthusiasm, and wanting to make a real difference in the field as well.
Exactly. And then when it comes to the details, whether you study political science or economics or even languages in your prior degree, we're happy to have a look at your application, and we will give you points for the essay, for motivation letters and so forth. And we don't have a numerus fixus or a numerus clausus at this point.
Okay, well, looking forward to September then. Thank you very much, Lutz.
Thank you.